everyone thinks his own way.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that in a little while. But now, the kind of black and white animal that has a powerful smell.
Skunk. Polecat.
Okay. Talking about squirrels, you're talking about squirrels. Any different types you got around here?
You have two types, cat squirrel, fox squirrel. Cat squirrel is small, fast as lightning, and the fox squirrel is huge, large.
Yeah. You got a little one, maybe, that can't climb trees, runs around the ground here?
No.
Okay. Oh, what type of fish you got?
Pretty well all types. Catfish, bass, brim, perch, bluegill.
Okay. Any saltwater fish that you know about?
No. I would imagine that this German carp that has ended up in all of the streams and lakes probably is saltwater.
Yeah.
It came up the rivers and creeks from out of the gut. Okay. German carp.
What's that kind of seafood you're not supposed to eat unless a month has an R in it?
Was it crab? I'm not familiar. Oysters.
Yeah, move down. Any other kind of seafood you might get here? A little fantail type
shrimp.
Animal? Yeah.
Shrimp.
Okay. Might go out and buy a couple pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What about that thing that you find in the streams around here? I hear y'all get a lot of them. They go backwards, they got claws and
crawfish.
Crawdad.
You got lots of them in Louisiana. Plenty of them.
Okay.
Down south Louisiana, there's many of them that they have to, at certain times of the year, when the water has been way up and recedes,
yeah. There'll
be so many crawfish on the highways until the cars will mash them, and they'll have to get the state to come in with the motor patrols and drag the highways to get the crawfish sludge off the highways. That's right. Not this past spring, but a year ago this past spring. They had so many of them that you could just go there and fill up a wash tub for in just a few minutes and set them in the trunk of your car and go with them. Or fill the bed of a pickup truck with a square pointed shovel. Just scoop them up. Now, that's how many. It's no exaggeration. That's facts.
Huh.
That's facts. Everybody from all over North Louisiana and everywhere went down in South Louisiana, below Alexandria, got all the saltfish they want.
Now, those things you hear that make a noise around the pond at night.
Frogs, spring frogs or bull frogs?
You got two different times?
You got two different times. And toad frogs.
Tree frogs, a little old.
A little green frog that usually stays on green vegetation. We usually got some around this fig tree, they'll step up on the window there and catch insects at night off of the windows.
Talking about insects, what kind of them do you have?
Got too many to even talk about. They're all types of insects.
You got the kind that lights in your clothes and put these little balls in your clothes and get rid of them?
We very seldom bothered with them. Insects passed out in the garden and field is about the only thing we have to worry about.
We have moths.
Yeah, you have clothes moths, but very seldom in the house.
Yeah.
You don't get the
moth balls.
Yeah,
if you store them outside or something, well, you might put the moth balls or the PDB in.
That's something that that might go around a lamp at night.
Cannelbugs.
Okay. What do you go fishing with?
I usually use a spinning reel or...
No. Something you might use for bait.
Worms, cricket, or artificial baits. Shiners.
Okay. Talking about...